back at it again with another late night confession. Ah ha ha. It's actually not funny, it's quite pathetic. Oh my god, I'm so pathetic. Wow. Yeah, anyway, I just, like, you know what? At some point, you just gotta accept all the parts of you. Even the ones that, like, even the part of you that, you know, might get you locked up in the penitentiary if you were to, like, share it with anyone. And, like, you know, someone just, like, you know, please. Fuck, what am I trying to say? I mean, I know what I'm trying to say, but I'm still fighting myself to not say it. Basically, I'm tired of acting like I don't want to be someone's little fucking cum drunk slut. Oh my god, wow, those words came out of my mouth. And I might actually be, like, smacked down dead. Like, the ground is gonna swallow me whole and I'm gonna fall straight to hell. But gosh dang it, bro. I just need to be fucking pounded within an inch of my life, like, begging, screaming, like, gripping the sheets, foaming at the mouth, whimpering, like, holy moly, the whole nine yards, like, that freaky shit that makes you want to, like, go to church after, like, fuck. No, literally, fuck, like, fuck me. Fuck me. Please. Oh my god. Oh my god, I know I'd be so good at it. Fuck, I just know it. There's no way. This slutty in my brain and I wouldn't be good at taking it. Wouldn't be good at following directions. I'm actually kind of shit at following directions everyday life. Like, if they're not uber specific. But damn, I think I'd be pretty good at getting on my knees if someone told me to. They told me to open my mouth, stick out my tongue. Told me to say please. Oh my fuck. I wanna be called good girl so. So bad. Is this mania or is this just like me finally verbalizing what I like have tried to like keep dormant for years? Like, bro, every Bible scripture in the freaking Bible has not stopped me from wanting this. So maybe I just have to accept that despite being a virgin, literally no experience, like literally made out with one person and I don't think I did it well, like, holy shit, I like want someone to make me beg, like really beg, like I want someone to take it from me. Oh my god, I need someone to just make me take it, just like make me take whatever they give me. Shit, I know it sounds so pretty moaning under someone, not to brag, but I have really pretty whimpers. Yeah, I'm one of those. I'm just a fucking whimpery mess when I'm horny. Like, I can't even form coherent thoughts. I sound like a puppy. Oh. I could be someone's puppy girl. I'd be really pretty on my knees, staring up at someone, waiting for directions, waiting to be told to lick or suck or taste, or just kneel there and touch myself. Oh my god. Yeah, if I haven't said it already, I'm kind of feeling really needy right now. You know, it's no joke being a virgin with no one to take care of this, especially for someone with such a high sex drive and such a perverted mind as mine. Like, come on, you couldn't have just been one of those normal vanilla sex wanting decent relationship safe for work virgin college girlies? Like, no, you have to be the one that's a fucking freak and a half. Like, come on, bro, you're the weakest link. What do you mean you want someone to shove your face into a pillow and just fucking slam into you? Wow! Wow! Like, we're actually admitting it, huh? Oh my gosh. If someone was just like, pretty girl, you're so good for me. Oh my fuck. I think about that sometimes. How the fuck do I have a praise kink and a degradation kink at the same time? That shit don't even make any sense. How am I equally turned down at the thought of being called a slut and a good girl? Like, where did I get this from? What fucking cliche, depressing BDSM book did someone pull me out of, bro? Because I was supposed to be pulled out of the Bible. A child of God. A child of God with a breeding kink? That doesn't add up. That doesn't make any sense. Like, I don't know how to put this in perspective. Like, 3 minutes ago, before I started this fucking audio, my fingers were down my throat and I was whimpering around my mouth. Like, what? I was literally drooling at the thought of being used like a toy. Like, legitimately used like someone's fucking fuck toy. And it's so fucking hot to me. Like, just damn, I just want to be the reason someone feels good. I want to be told I'm doing a good job at pleasuring someone. I want to show that I can take instructions so well. A girl can only ride her pillow so many times. I'm fucking tired of using toys, bro. I wanna be someone's toy. Oh my god. I swear I'd be so good at it. I'd be so good at it. Big and I'd be a needy mess. I do whatever they tell me to. use my mouth on someone so bad. Oh my god, I have such a big oral fixation. Like, I'm just like like a fucking melting pot of freaky deaky, but also like scared and shy and like don't know how I would admit this to anyone, but like secretly thinking about it all of the time, but also fighting religious shame because I don't want to fucking go to hell. What is this combination? Why am I so horny all the time? Bro, there's something in the food. I don't... This is turning into like a conspiracy theory, bro. Stop. This is not funny. Man, don't ever let me buy a microphone. Don't let me buy a microphone. I'm just rambling, bro. Don't let me buy a microphone, because what if I actually put this out somewhere and someone heard this? Like, they'd be like, bro, she needs... she needs a lobotomy. Oh, a lobotomy, bro. Cut out whatever makes her such a fucking slut. Like, can I even call myself that? Like, a slut in my head, but, like, inexperienced IRL? Like, Listen. Watch, wait. Stop, y'all. Okay, yeah, I think I just needed to get that out of my off my chest, and I'm probably going to delete this and never listen to this again, lest I die of embarrassment. Yeah. Okay. Okay. Fuck. Bye.